That's all in time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When you eat more than you should, or when something you've eaten doesn't agree with you, what do you do? Well, maybe right now your stomach feels a little upset and uncomfortable. Well, just remember, you don't have to suffer along with that stuffy feeling of acid indigestion distress. Instead, do this. Get out your package of Alka-Seltzer. Drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink the pleasant-tasting effervescent solution this makes. Now, you're all set. Yes, sir, you're on your way to fast relief. Just see how soon Alka-Seltzer helps to ease the upset, jittery feeling in your stomach. How effectively it acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. We promise you fast relief, and that's really what you get with Alka-Seltzer, because it's already dissolved when you drink it, and therefore right ready to go to work on your stomach distress. Make it a point never to be without Alka-Seltzer in your home. Get it at any drugstore. And when those tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, the wealthy Mr. Abner Peabody decided he'd run a ranch of his own because he didn't like some of the rules of the ranch where he and his guests from Pine Ridge are staying. As we look in on our friends today, we find Abner and Grandpap in the room at the La Cucaracha Dude Ranch. Listen.
A ranch? Have you still got that crazy idea in your seven-legged head? What in the pigeon-toed world are you going to do with a ranch?
I'm going to run it, Grandpap. That's what I'm going to do.
Long me sakes, Abner. You don't know nothing about running a ranch.
How do you know I don't? I ain't never tried it. I might be the best ranch runner in the whole country.
Well, Abner, you don't just say you're going to be a rancher and start right out being one. You got to have experience.
Well, I don't know of a better way of getting it than to buy one. I know that's the life for me right there. Old cowpoke Peabody. I just can't hardly wait.
Yeah, you more than likely wish you had, though. What kind of a ranch are you aiming on having?
Oh, great bigger.
I mean, what are you aiming on doing with it? You can't just have a seven-legged house sitting out in the middle of no place and call it a ranch. You've got to raise something on it to keep it going.
Well, I'm going to have a cattle ranch. Get myself a big herd of cattle, and I can round them up and brand them and one thing or another.
What kind of cattle are you aiming on running on this big ranch of yours?
Why, I reckon I'm more likely to run cows on it.
Uh-huh. What kind?
Oh, every kind. I'll mix them up, make it fancy. Black ones, white ones, red ones, yellow ones, purple ones. No, they don't have purple. Green ones, every color. Doggies, when
really, I never seen a green cow in my life.
Well, I'll get some. Doggies, when I set out to do something, I do it right, Grandpap. Bound you, I'll have the only cattle ranch in the whole country with every kind of a cow you can think of running in the same herd.
That'll make a pretty looking sight, I'll tell you.
You bet your little life.
Look, Abner, you silly idiot, you can't do that.
Why can't I?
Just because you can't, that's why. In the first place...
For goodness sakes, Grandpap, now don't you start jawing at me, tell me I can't do it. What's the matter with everybody, anyway? First it's Elizabeth, then it's Long.
Long? What'd he have to say about it?
Well... Too much, I know that.
You see there, I knowed it. Lum don't think it's a good idea neither.
I'll fit
him. You better listen to him, Abner. Old Lum's got a pretty sensible brain in that little old head of his. Might not be awful big, but he's right about this ranch business.
Listen, Grandpap, this is my money. And if I want to invest it in something that I like, why, it's my business.
Something you like? How do you know you like it? You don't know nothing about it.
Dad, blame it, Grandpap. I wish you'd stop saying that. I've heard that same thing from Lum till I'm just plumb sick of it.
Where about is Lum at now? Did he get disgusted with you and leave?
No, he never got disgusted with me. He's out protecting me.
Out protecting you?
Yeah, me and my money. See, I done called up this real estate man and asked him about buying a ranch, and he told me he'd just be tickled to death to take me around and show me some of them.
Well, now, wasn't that awful thoughty of him?
Well, it most certainly was. And I was lucky, too, because... He just happened to have two or three that he might could get from him.
He's after your pigeon-toed money, that's why.
Oh, prattle, prattle. You and Lum are the specialist varmints I ever knowed. That's why Lum went with him instead of me. Said he wanted to protect me. Said he'd look the ranches over and see if they're what I want.
That's a good idea.
I don't know why I ever let him talk me into that. I know good and well he ain't gonna like nothing that fella shows me.
I hope not.
Well, I ought to have went myself. can't see why everybody thinks a real estate feller could give Abner Peabody a skin.
Well, I don't have no trouble seeing it.
Now, listen here, Grandpappy Spears. I'm sick and tired of having to listen to a lot of dogatory remarks about me.
Well, don't listen, then. They're the truth.
They are not. You're just jealous because I know all about the ranching business and you don't.
Sassy friend.
You are, too.
Sassy friend. Ain't no use in your getting so riled up no way because Lum's got too much sense to let you get yourself in a mess like that anyway.
Well, it ain't none of your business. You old Billy Goat, I wish
here,
you...
Here. What in the world's going on in here? I could hear you two clean down the hall. You want to get us throwed out of here?
Well, it's his fault, Lum. He always wants to start an argument.
Oh, I never done it. We were just casual discussing the ranching business and he lost his temper.
I never done it, no such a thing. Now, don't you say that. Put up
wait a minute.
Your
don't start it all over again. Besides, Abner, don't you want to hear what I found out for you?
Not particularly.
Go ahead and tell it, Lum. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
Well, Abner, in the first place, you know that I'm dead set again you going into the ranching business. Because I just don't think you're cut out for it.
Of course.
And you don't know nothing about it.
Oh, no.
And couldn't learn.
You shut up.
But if you were cut out for it and did know something about it, and I weren't so dead set against it, I found the most beautiful spot in the world.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful? In this pigeon-toed country?
I don't as long as you mean it really mean you found something. Hurry up, tell me about it.
Yes, sir, in this pigeon-toed country, you fellas just wouldn't believe it. You've got to see it with your own eyes, and when you do, they'll might not pop right out of your head.
Well, show it to me and stand back then.
Me and this real estate fella were just riding along the road about 28 miles out of town here with just sand and cactus and sky all around us, and all of a sudden I seen one of the prettiest sights I believe I ever seen in my life. What was it, a drinking fountain?
Hey, shot, Grandpa. That smirk on his face. Go on, Lum.
Granny, you might compare it with a drinking fountain, yeah, because right there at the foot of these great big mountains was the greenest spot you ever seen.
Right out in the desert?
Right out in the desert. And, Abner, that was it.
That was what?
The ranch this fellow was taking me to look at for you.
Oh, well, good for him, or for you, or for me, or get on with the story, Lum. Tell me I love it.
Well, sir, we got up to the house.
Is there a house already there?
Oh, sure. Two or three of them.
Oh.
And a blacksmith shop and corrals and barns and everything.
Well.
This fellow's telling me that it's one of the oldest ranches in the West. And Abner, that old blacksmith shop that sits there is over 70 years old and used to be the Pony Express stop and post office.
Well, for the land's sake.
Just a lot of real estate talk.
Will you keep out of this, Grandpa?
No, sir, Grandpa. It's the truth. And water, Abner, you never seen nothing like it. There must be 8 or 10 springs all around the home place there with ice-cold water just gushing out of them.
For the Lord.
Boy, they got enough water there to irrigate acres and acres of ground.
Huh.
Irrigation, what for? What for? They got the dad blingest alfalfa and orchards up there you ever seen.
You don't mean now they got an orchard right there in the desert.
Oh, Abner, there ain't no desert out there. There must be 300 of the biggest cottonwood trees out there you ever seen.
Well,
and they got cottonwoods and weeping willers and ash trees and big live oaks.
You would tell me about the orchard.
Oh, yeah, that's the outcast.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear about.
Some of them trees was planted more than 50 years ago.
Well,
you ought to see them. The farmer that farms a place named Bud Snyder, and there's a feller that knows a farming, Abner, believe me.
He knows it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, the orchard is born and raised right in Arkansas.
Oh, well, no wonder, Pam.
Anyway, Abner, Bud was telling me, well, telling me nothing. I seen it with my own eyes. They've got apples and pears and peaches and nectarines and apricots and big bean cherries and figs and grapes.
All growing on the same tree?
No, different trees. Just about everything you can think of growing in that orchard.
Well,
they even got pistachio nut trees.
Well, they got what?
Yes, sir.
Now, I dog is there something I'd love to see.
And besides all that, they've got watermelons and every kind of vegetables you can name.
Black-eyed peas?
Well, natural.
Tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and corn?
Oh, you bet your life. And corn? Abner, believe me, some of it's 14 foot high.
Well, I do know. Did you see a ladder around there, Lum?
A ladder?
Yeah, I mean, I'll need one if that corn's 14 feet high together.
Oh, you can get it down all right.
Can't.
Now, wait just a minute here, Lum. Honest, Grandad. And, oh, I don't know what all they got. There's pigs and chickens and milk cows and horses and turkeys and geese and ducks and I don't know what all.
Hey, you mean all that's for sale, huh?
Oh, yeah. And listen to this, Abner. There's two big lakes up there just full of fish.
Lakes?
Bass and bluegill and crappie.
Hold on how long. Just stop.
Yeah, and all sorts of animals. Good hunting.
Good hunting, huh?
Quail and dove and deer. And
well, there must be good hunting. I've never seen as many hunters in my life as I saw around this time. town, everybody you see's got a shotgun over their shoulder.
Oh, well, they ain't hunting. They're here for the national skeet shoot.
Have I got them out there, too?
Must have.
I'd love to have Elizabeth bile up a mess on them.
I don't think they're fit to eat after you kill them, either.
They ain't, huh?
Well, anyway, it's big enough to run over 2,000 head of cattle.
Oh, no, now just stop right where you at. I don't want to hear no more about something that I can't ever hope to have.
Well, it's like I said, you just ain't cut out for the ranch business.
No, no, I reckon you're right.
And it'd be foolish for you to go into it.
Yeah, I guess it would.
Well, sure it would, because you... Wait a minute, what time is it?
Oh, a little after 2 o'clock, I reckon.
2 o'clock? Oh, my goodness. Hurry up, Abner. Get your hat. Granny's, I got the talk in there and never noticed the time. Hurry up, Abner.
Well, hurry up. What for? What's going
what
on?
What for? Well, I made a appointment for you with that real estate feller for you for 2 o'clock sharp. You got to sign the papers.
Sign the papers?
Why, sure. I practical closed the deal for you already.
Huh?
Well, don't just stand there gawking, Abner. Get your hat. Don't you pass up a deal like that. Hi, Jiminy Abner, you'll make the best seven-legged rancher we ever seen.
Well, is Abner actually going to become a rancher? If I didn't have this miserable headache, I could dig in and get this work all done. Does that sound familiar, friends? Well, a headache certainly can interfere. But remember, there's something you can do about it, too. Yes, you can get fast, effective relief the easy Alka-Seltzer way.